Hi there, this is Brian from the No Name Nerd Podcast, coming to you from the headquarters of Where All Nerds Belong, the site of the best freaking community of nerds on the internet. My goal in this podcast is to provide meaningful and substantively useful information that will help nerds who are trying to grow their online presence and pursue personal fulfillment through their passion for nerd and geek activities. I'm here to help nerd culture grow and to help you nerds make the world a little more nerdy, and I believe better as a result.
Welcome to the No Name Nerd Podcast.
What is up, gamers?
Hi there, this is Brian from the No Name Nerd.
No, don't do that ever again.
And we have a special edition today.
A
special episode.
Wow.
Involving Yay. Who? Can you introduce you? Let's see, Ollie, do you want to go first and introduce yourself?
My name is Oliver and I like milk.
My name is Elliot.
How do you feel about milk?
I don't really like milk. I drank milk today, though.
Why did you drink milk today?
I was eating hot sauce.
What kind of hot sauce did you drink?
I didn't drink the hot sauce.
Hot sauce last week.
Yeah. It was like ghost pepper, I think. I had garlic. It was like, there was also garlic on like the sandwich. So it was combined.
It was combined garlic and ghost pepper. That's kind of epic. So what are we doing today here? These are my children.
No, we're your father.
These are the baby nerds?
No.
Except they're not at all
nerds.
Babies. How old are you, Elliot, now?
I'm 14.
I have no idea.
No, you're not 14.
I'm 15.
Oh, my gosh.
Don't forget your age.
I'm sorry. It's been, like, 4 days.
That's a law.
Mr. Elliot turned 15 a few days ago.
5 days ago.
5 days ago. Well, who's keeping track now?
I'm looking at the date right there.
Okay, Mr. Matt. Yeah. Oliver, how old are you?
I am 60.
You're 60. Wow, you look good for your age.
I do.
Though
I look like I'm 9 for some reason.
You do look a lot like you're 9. You're a very convincing 9-year-old for somebody who is 60. Alright, so I'm going to ask you guys some questions. And I think we're going to start out with some funny...
Funny! Look at those guys. Look who's like us.
Just like us. Here, make that face. Too bad this is a podcast.
You can't even
we were really funny.
Us.
We were hilarious. Okay, I think Ollie should go first.
Bye.
Ollie? I think you should pause the gaming, even though this is the No Name Nerd Podcast.
Okay.
I'm going to insist that you pause the...
I have something to say.
Okay, what do you have to say?
I like games.
I like games as well. Do you have anything to share, Elliot?
Not really.
Okay. All right. Wait, let's do a question then. Ollie, are you... No, here. Pause. You gotta focus. This is like a broadcast.
This is not a professional broadcast.
This is a very professional endeavor. Professional. Okay.
Get myself back.
Okay. Are you ready? Are you ready, Oliver?
Kind of.
Would you rather eat a small can of cat food or 2 rotten tomatoes?
Cat food.
I feel like you'll get sick.
You're going with the cat food?
No, rotten tomatoes.
You think you're more likely to get sick on the cat
food? Oh, I don't know. I don't know what cat food tastes like. I don't like tomatoes, like, at all.
Oh, that's fair.
I'm making into ketchup.
I'd do a little rotten.
I think it kind of depends how rotten. I think I'm probably... Assuming that the tomatoes are, like, furry rotten. You know what I mean? Like, furry. That moldy furry. I'm probably gonna go with cat food.
Is cat food
like, you mean like the chewy or like crunchy?
I'm assuming the chewy because it's a can.
Oh, I would do
it's
the
in
chewy.
A can. It's
yeah,
in a can.
Yeah, yeah.
So, but think about this. Did you know this?
No.
That when they do taste testing for cat food, like when they want to know if cat food is like a new flavor is good or not, they test it on human beings.
The heck?
I would do that. That sounds kind of fun.
Like a job.
Yeah.
You also eat ghost pepper sauce.
I didn't really enjoy it.
You didn't look like you enjoyed it.
Yeah.
There's a lot of milk involved.
Yeah.
I got, like, a microphone.
Can you slow down?
Yeah. had a microphone.
Okay.
I love
sure.
microphones.
Do you wanna pick one?
Sure. I'll do.
You can pick the next one, Oliver.
Okay, cool.
Okay, L first, and then.
Would you rather have a? Oh wait. Would you rather drink all your food from a baby bottle or wear invisible diapers the rest of your life?
Bottle.
No, you have to drink all your food.
Oh.
Yeah.
And like, you could wear a diaper, but you could just have a shirt that says, "I'm not wearing this willingly."
When they say like visible diapers, do they mean it's like under your pants?
I think it's
like
your over
pants,
your pants.
Like really poofy.
It's like over your pants.
So you're like Captain.
I'd just be quarantined.
You'd be like Captain.
I would do
underpants
diaper.
Style. You're going diaper.
Diaper. I'm going diaper.
I'm thinking there might be some convenience to the diapers.
Or maybe I don't know. Maybe the drink like food thing, because then you could just like lie to people and say like a condition.
What? Are you looking at me for?
I think I would miss chewing food. I mean, what that's suggesting is you make a good point that you're actually going to drink your food for the rest of your life, and I don't feel good about that.
Okay.
All right,
my
turn.
Alex.
Can you see him?
Yeah, I can see him. Okay. Would you rather wear clown makeup every day for a year or wear a tutu every day for a year? Clown makeup.
Tutu.
Oh, I mean, do I have to put on the clown makeup? Because I feel like that could be a lot of work. You know what I mean? Like.
Yeah, you do, Dad.
So I, because of the amount of work that is necessary to put on the makeup, I'm going to have to go with tutu.
I feel like you could work that into like an outfit. Well, clown makeup, you just look like a clown.
You could work that into
an outfit.
Ballerina.
Yeah, but you could wear something over it. It just has a tutu. You could wear, like, a jacket.
Yeah, have you seen... Do you know what a tutu is?
Yeah, it's, like...
They're pretty
like,
poofy.
Yeah, but you wouldn't be, like, clown makeup.
When I wake up in the morning, I don't even want to brush my hair.
You don't have hair. You're bald.
I know.
You don't brush your hair?
Because I don't want to brush my hair.
How do you brush your hair?
I don't. That's the
it doesn't
point.
Say, like, put it on. It says where. Maybe it just magically appears.
If it could magically appear, then I would go with the clown makeup. But if I have to put it on, then I'm going
it magically appears.
Okay, my turn? Is it my turn?
Yeah.
Okay, this, they say, will appeal to your sense of adventure and are silly. Kids love would you rather questions because they appeal to their sense of adventure and are silly.
Are you on quiz one?
I don't know, I'm just reading off the website.
If you go to, like,
would you rather have 500 spiders in your bedroom or 1,000 grasshoppers in the rest of the house?
I would like to have a Laguna's IPA. It's perfectly balanced for a parent with any kind of takeout.
Oh my gosh, the internet knows I like Laguna's IPA. Lagunita.
Yeah, Lagunita. IPA.
I do like an IPA. IPAs. Oh, wait, hold on.
So, what's your favorite beer? I like Bud Light Seltzer.
What?
Oh, way to get me arrested. Thanks, son.
Yeah.
But back to the spiders and grasshoppers. 500 spiders in your bedroom or 1,000 grasshoppers in the rest of the house. I feel like that one's easy.
I don't want to choose
grasshoppers,
because,
like, spiders are, like, are they poisonous?
No, I'm going with no.
I don't know. Spiders are still kind of creep me out. There'd be spider webs.
And I'm just thinking, like...
Oh, the grasshoppers would be loud.
Yeah, but, like, 1,000... They'd be kind of spread out throughout the house.
Yeah.
Maybe Peanut would eat them.
Wouldn't be surprised.
Maybe. Yeah, I would do some grasshoppers.
Peanut's our dog.
No,
what are you going? Are you going grasshoppers, Ollie? Begrudgingly.
Begrudgingly.
Oh, here's one for teenagers. 15.
Oh my dude,
15
I'm a teenager.
No, you aren't.
Yeah, pretty much is.
No, you aren't.
I have been for 2 years.
Let's see.
Is that
me?
Don't ask what I.
Wait, it's your turn to ask. You can ask
me?
The teenager one. Ooh, we'll have
these
the
are
teenager.
Just the same. As the other one.
Well, I don't know. They're in the teenager category.
Would you rather have overly large hands or very small feet? Like, I don't know how small.
Overly large
That was a very good
hands.
one. Wait.
You turned off the ads.
Well, the ads suck. We couldn't see stuff.
Is that your question? Is that
No,
the question
I
you
read
wrote?
that and I realized that's kind of stupid.
Okay, no, at least you're taking it back.
Would you rather have to listen to music all the time or not be able to listen to music at all? All the time.
I'm gonna have to go with not at all.
Yeah, but then you'd never be able to listen to music. You always, like, even like during a movie, but turn it down really quiet.
What do you think would happen? Like, the movie would just not have a soundtrack. Yeah, but I think I would get irritated if I had to listen to it all the time.
Give you different music.
Yeah, and then maybe it'd be kind of like having a soundtrack to your life.
I wouldn't
Yeah.
mind just
But would
having.
you always have to wear, like, earbuds? Or would it just, like, play in your head?
I think it's just playing in your head,
Yeah,
because
well, that would be
this is like
epic.
magic.
It's like the brain chip that Elon Musk wants to do.
What do you think of that?
I wouldn't do that.
Would you get it, Ollie, would you get a computer chip implanted in your brain?
It matters if I'll live or not.
No, you're gonna be alive. It's gonna give you the ability to something cyberpunk-like.
I read this book where there's like chips that like they put in people's brains. It's like a movie, so you can like see, so like Iron Man, how he sees stuff, it's like that. You can play music
Yeah.
and watch videos. But then like they did one wrong and some like person died, then like yeah.
True story. Grandpa in the next couple months is going to have artificial wedges implanted in his eyes.
Cool.
That'd be scary.
Why? Like, are
To
these
see
like
better.
permanent contact lenses?
Kind of. I don't really know. Something like that. But he's going to be able to see, like, well.
We should do like actual like interview questions, like.
Okay. So if I was interviewing you, want I could pretend like I'm interviewing you for a job.
Sure.
What?
Okay. So we've now shifted gears and we're no longer what would you rather. We're playing. Do you get to continue to work for the No
Live.
Name Nerd?
Oh
Yeah,
my
thank you.
God!
Child
Child
labor.
labor.
All right.
The No Name Nerd uses child labor.
As the child labor of the No Name Nerd. Thanks for doing those packages earlier.
Yep.
L. Tell me, why are you suited for this job? Why are you interested in working for the No Name Nerd?
Because I'm your son and I can get it for, like, I can do the job, like, easy because I live here and I'm like, I can just go downstairs and do it. I don't
Well,
have to travel.
yeah, but why? I mean, that's true. That's convenient for you, but I mean, I could
It's
just
convenient
hire
for
somebody
you.
else who is going to show up at the door and then go down to the basement and fill packages.
Yeah, well, but I'm good. I can, like, there's nothing like special about me that makes me better to do it than
You're
anybody else.
terrible at this job
I'm
interview.
being honest. Don't you like honesty? Do you value honesty?
Oh, see,
I
that's a
don't
good one.
value honesty.
I think Ollie's just gonna say no to everything.
Okay, interview me now.
Ollie's the rebellious one. Okay, Ollie, why are you interested in working for the No Name Nerd?
Because
I'm gonna only ha I
I'm
can only afford to hire one of you, and the other one of you is living out on the streets.
Yeah, that's me.
The No Name Nerd's the best store ever.
He's not being honest.
Well, I got my
Okay,
headphones on
do you want to
better,
hear
right?
honest? Because I'm very fast at doing packages, unlike
He never does
Bobo.
packages.
Okay, that's true. Like, speed of
Yeah,
processing
but
matters, because I pay by the hour, so.
it's less like precise. He probably messes up more orders.
Oh, the quality? Yeah,
Yeah.
quality matters. That's true. You are more experienced. Tell
Yeah.
me about, I'd like you to name one of your strengths. Hold on, now he's going first. We gotta take turns
We
here.
did something for this in health class, and I couldn't think of anything.
I can name lots of your strengths because I'm a loving father,
What are
but
my strengths?
no, because the this is
I don't
I'm
know my
interviewing
strengths. I'm
you.
nice. I don't know.
You are nice. You get along well. You're very polite. Like
No, you aren't.
anything else that you're good at?
Nope.
I'm good at like packaging.
I guess in the job the job interview sense, that would be a good point.
Yeah.
We might have to work on that before we work on these college applications. Ollie, what is one of your strengths?
I'm nice.
That sounds very familiar.
I run with you a lot.
Yeah, that's true. Oliver here is an excellent runner.
Well, how is that going to come into the job?
It shows perseverance and self-discipline.
I'm very brave.
Wow. See, it's all about using different words to describe stuff.
I'm very brave.
You are very
brave. You didn't want to watch Peninsula.
What's that?
The Train to Busan, too.
Oh, yeah, Train to Busan. But that's okay. That's okay.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean you're brave. You won't be sincere.
Well, you got to be strategic about your decisions.
No,
you got to recognize
some
fears
in the
face.
Speaking of, how's this for a transition? Speaking of limitations, can you describe for me one of your weaknesses?
I'm pretty lazy.
I don't think you're lazy.
I mean, I kind of am.
I think you're 15, and there are times where I wish that you.
I have 20% in my Chinese class.
Yeah, we gotta work on that. Ollie, we are gonna be working on that. You brought it up, so
I'm being honest.
Ollie?
Yes?
Describe one of your weaknesses.
Thinking.
No? No weaknesses?
Every time it's a weekend, I never go outside. I just play Minecraft all day.
No, you've been going out and riding your bike, man.
Yeah, but
it's because we live in Michigan in the winter. Like,
okay, fine.
It's been warm out recently.
Yeah, that's why it's been here.
Oh, yeah.
I'm trying to think. Yeah. Dad, can you name one of my weaknesses?
When you do play video games, you do kind
you
of
get lost.
Go off into your own little world and lose track of time.
Hey, what's wrong with that?
Well, if we're trying to, like, leave the house or eat dinner or anything like that. Yeah. Engage in conversation.
You close your laptop whenever I walk in.
Because you creep on me.
I barge down the door. That's
okay.
Not creeping.
That was the next question.
All
right.
Another, what would I ask if this was like a job interview?
Why are you talking about job interviews? I'm not even old enough yet.
Because I didn't make you ready. Do you guys want to ask questions?
Sure.
Yes.
So, No Name Nerd.
Yes.
What's your life story?
Oh, what's my life story?
Yeah.
It's kind of long and convoluted.
Okay, well, keep playing my game.
So, what is... What...
See,
I feel like I've heard you answer everything, like...
You know everything there is to know about me?
Well, every interview question that, like... Yeah.
What would be an interesting interview question?
Do you like ice cream?
What is a good quality of a leader?
Being a nerd.
I would make that argument. But what I'm curious, like, what's the, you know, when you're as a 15-year-old. And when you meet people and you're like, wow, that person, that individual is a good leader. That person sucks.
I don't really think of a person as, like, a good leader.
There are people, like, you kind of want to listen to more, or what about, like, are there ever things where you're like, that's a good teacher, or I don't like that teacher so much? Like, how do you decide?
If they're a good teacher or not?
Yeah.
If they, like, if I understand it well. I mean, that's not really the, like, I don't know if it's the teacher, the material, or teaching.
Probably a combination of the two.
If I understand it, wait. Yeah, I don't know.
Name, see, if you don't come up with questions, I'm going to keep coming up with questions. Name one thing that you would like to get better at in the next 6 months.
This is like a self-help podcast.
Yeah.
Yes, it is, because it's my podcast, so I can make it whatever I want.
Of course you can.
Welcome to the No Name Nerd Podcast. My name is Brian.
Hi, Brian. I'm Elliot. What's up?
What up?
I'm
What no, what is
Oliver.
one thing
What's
you would
up?
like to improve about yourself in the next 6 months?
I wanna like I want shoot. Get better at like living, I don't know.
School. Get better at living at school.
You want me to live at school? You kicking
No.
What
me
the
out?
heck?
I was just trying to come up with a casual transition too.
Okay, yeah.
Ollie,
Hmm?
focus. What would you like to get better at in the next 6 months? Name one thing.
What's it called from the Discord server? Drop Dead Gorgeous is live on Twitch.
Oh.
Gorgeous with an X.
I know what to do.
And it's 64 degrees. Okay, what?
Play outside more.
You play outside
Yeah.
a lot.
No, I mean, I
Yeah,
think
but.
last summer was not so much the summer of even though we were home playing outside. So I like that idea. And I hope you keep running with me too. I enjoy that. All right. Let's do one more would you rather question, and then we'll wrap it up for this evening. Should I pick? Who wants to pick?
You can pick.
Okay,
Online.
oh my god, 10 free games and promo code royalty. Dude, let's enter the Michigan lottery.
I don't wanna.
Why are all the ads either like booze or lottery?
Well, that says something about you, doesn't it?
Nothing accurate, apparently.
Sure. Oh, wait, progressive.
There.
There's only
That, 'cause
$750
I drive a
announcement.
car.
Whoa, I drive a car.
You do drive a car.
I don't drive a car.
Ollie only drives
Wow.
a
ATV.
bike. Yeah, like
I
a
drive
bike.
a
The
bike.
Kawasaki Brute Force.
I also shoot knives.
Okay, here we go. Would you rather suffer from spontaneous shouting or unpredictable fainting spells?
Isn't like shouting with Tourette's? Except you don't have like you don't
Not
like go
necessarily. It's not exactly. It can't be, but.
or wait, what was it? Oh, spec.
Unpredictable fainting spells.
Well, if you have like if you like black out, you can't drive. That's like a thing if you like black
Yeah,
out more than.
yeah.
So, I don't know, shouting like you just in the middle of like class like ah. That
Ollie
would be
Bear?
very epic.
So Elliot's going with shouting? What do you think,
No,
Ollie Bear?
I'm going fainting.
Fainting.
Be
You're
kind of
going with
nice.
the fainting?
Be kind of nice to just like
I'm
go
not driving
sleep.
a car.
Just take a nap. Sometimes you just
Yeah.
want to like nap.
Yeah.
I'm going with the shouting, because like being unable to drive, like or operate any heavy machinery, as they say, that just I like to operate heavy machinery. No, but I like to drive.
I could just like not tell them that you have like blackouts.
It seems like the chances of hurting somebody are high. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. That's their problem, though.
Not if you're crashing your car into them.
That was a joke.
Such empathetic children. Compassionate. Compassionate.
What does that word mean?
Empathetic or compassionate? Empathetic means, like, kind of being able to put yourself in somebody else's shoes emotionally. Compassionate means, like, caring about how other people feel. But not necessarily being able to put yourself in their shoes. All right, after that complex emotional analysis, we're going to sign off for tonight.
That was an amazing podcast. Thank you, Brian.
You're welcome, Elliot.
Thank you, Brian.
Do you have any final words?
I'm gonna steal your money. That's mine. That is my
Yay!
money.
It used to be my money.
I know, but then I'll take it out of your debit card. But you don't want
Whoa!
that much.
Oh, it'll make me.
Ollie, do you have any final words?
I like milk.
All right. All you listeners out there in No Name Nerd World,
I like milk.
keep
To drink
drink
milk.
keep drinking that milk and stay
Get
away
calcium.
It's
from the
good
ghost
milk.
Healthy bones.
Milk is good for you.
Yeah.
Drink milk. Milk is good. Dad, end it
And
already.
the 30 seconds is still it's 25 minutes, so
and
he's gonna keep
you
talking.
should think twice.
Think for yourself.
Think for
also
yourself.
Drink milk.
Study hard.
Don't study hard.
He's gonna say drink milk.
Drink milk.
Bye, everybody.
It's good. Drink
Bye.
Milk.
Hey there, I'm excited to be welcoming some of our No Name Nerd community on to give shoutouts to their stream. If you're interested in having your stream mentioned on our podcast, just head to anchor.fm/nonamenerd and make sure to click on the message button and then just record a message that is 30 seconds to a minute. Feel free to plug your stream and maybe you will be selected to appear on the air, just like the recording here.
Hey, it's great to be part of the No Name crew. Have a good one.
Hey guys, just want to stop by, say thank you for everything you guys do for small streamers. We all appreciate it. I look forward to listening to more. Thank you again.
For me, it's just like the fact that there's a big ass community of people. So just want to thank you guys for everything we do going forward to all the communities and every opportunity that we have for that. It'll be awesome.
So remember, if you are a nerd who loves to game, stream, read, watch, play, and are interested in promoting a welcoming and inclusive nerd culture, you belong with us. Just head to nonamenerd.com and join one of our online communities. If you want to get an in-depth understanding about how to grow the audience of your stream or bolster your followers, head to mynerdschool.com for professional courses for streamers and gamers looking to take their online presence to the next level. This is Brian from the No Name Nerd. Thanks for joining me.